Florida Governor Rick Scott just visited Philadelphia to meet with company heads trying to lure business to the Sunshine State. Scott campaigned on the promise of growing private sector jobs in Florida, and apparently one of his tactics is to steal them from other states. He's already tried this in California, Illinois, and Maryland. Keystone Crossroads' Irina Zhorov examines whether Pennsylvania should be concerned.
Former Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell says it's a bit unusual for a governor to show up like Florida Governor Rick Scott did in Philadelphia this week.
But it is not unusual at all for that state government to make calls into other businesses to urge them to relocate into their state. I did it very, very often when I was governor.
But a call from a governor is rarely enough. In fact, there's a whole industry around helping companies decide where to locate, citing consultants evaluate factors like labor, logistics, taxes, and government incentives. So how does Pennsylvania fare? Let's start with one of the most important variables, labor.
It's a well-educated state. There's no doubt about that. You've got some really top-notch universities.
That's Brian Cord, a managing partner with Atlas Insight, a siting company based in New Jersey. Pennsylvania has an above-average college degree attainment rate, higher than Florida's. Steve Weitzner with Silverload, a Cleveland-based siting company, says there's another factor to consider.
Productivity per worker tends to be higher in Pennsylvania than in Florida. Now, that may vary by industry, but in the industries that we've analyzed, Pennsylvania comes out about 15% more productive per worker than Florida does.
On the other hand, labor costs in Pennsylvania tend to be higher than in Florida, Weitzner says. That's at least in part to make up for the fact that Pennsylvania has a personal income tax and Florida doesn't. Low taxes in Florida, along with the weather, has been Scott's biggest selling point. Here he is in Philadelphia.
American companies are not going to succeed with higher taxes. They're not going to succeed with more regulation.
Nate Benefield with the right-leaning Commonwealth Foundation agrees.
Our corporate income tax rate of 9.99% is a higher rate than any state but Iowa has. And that's on top of a federal rate, which is the highest in the world.
Florida's corporate tax rate is 5.5%, but Pennsylvania calculates what's due by looking only at sales, while Florida looks at sales, payroll, and property in the state. The different formulas mean a company could end up paying more in Florida, despite its lower tax rate. But both states also have exceptions that reduce business taxes and have government incentives, like tax breaks. Though incentives are temporary, and Weitzner, the siting consultant, says usually nominal for larger companies, they can be a tiebreaker between locations.
When you think about CEOs, CFOs, these are tend to be competitive people that like to win at things. And so if they can secure what appears to be a large state or local incentive package, that's a big boost sort of from an ego perspective.
By a couple of different measures, Pennsylvania is slightly more generous with them than Florida. Okay, what about Pennsylvania's actual location? Herzenberg of the Keystone Research Center says it's good for supplies and for reaching customers.
We're very close to, on the one hand, certainly within a day's drive of kind of half or more of the U.S. population, and also well within a day's drive of most of the manufacturing base.
Both states get a C- on the American Society of Civil Engineers Infrastructure Report Card, but Pennsylvania has thousands more structurally deficient bridges and a higher percentage of roads in poor condition. That's a cost for businesses. All these factors, plus others, will mean different things for different projects, but overall, site consultants say Pennsylvania does pretty well. Still, Herzenberg says Scott's visit can serve as a teaching moment.
Let's welcome it, right?
He says it's a chance to re-examine the state's policies. Irina Zhorov, Keystone Crossroads.